Let's catch up with Harry Broad and our book review. Kia ora, Harry.
Hello there, Susie.
Now, Bushline by Robbie Burton's what you've been reading.
Yes, it is. Robbie's the publisher at Potten and Burton's, a well-known independent company based in Nelson. And during his 30 years there, he's published over 350 books. I should say several were mine. Now he's had the temerity to write his own story. And it's all about a sense of belonging to his family, to Nelson, to the publishing world, and to the outdoors. So the intriguing question is, can a publisher write, and does the book work? And I'm pleased to say he's got a natural gift for storytelling, and I found the book to be a riveting read. Some great insights, eloquent descriptions of people and places, and an ability to write about emotions without degenerating into the mawkish sentimentality or thinly disguised ego trips which so many male writers seem to indulge in. I read a lot of biographies, and I can't remember one which I've enjoyed so much. For me, Pride of Place is the beautifully crafted portrait of his mother, Molly. Widowed with six children at an early age, Robbie was three when his dad died, she still managed to give his six children a wonderful childhood. Frugality was the order of day, but Molly did a grand job of helping to make ends meet while providing a secure and fun-filled world in which to grow up in. Robbie said that mothers in those times never told their kids they loved them, and I thought about that and thought, he's actually right, nor did mine. But he was absolutely certain his mother did, and in adolescence, when all his friends were fighting with their parents, Molly became his best friend. There's also a lovely story on how he met his wife, Susanna, utterly by chance at the Frankfurt Book Fair. And the irony of that was he'd decided he wouldn't go this year and tried to cancel his airline tickets, but they wouldn't refund him. So he did go. After meeting her in Frankfurt, they went to London. He had the embarrassing incident of having to tell his nephew, Jake, that he'd met a woman and he wouldn't be coming to stay with him. He said his nephew, Jake, dined out on that story for years. By his own admission, he was a lazy student because of a lack of interest, and there's a famous photo taken in the Canterbury University Library where he's sound asleep at his desk instead of studying. But once he was taken on board by Craig Potten Publishing, he found his craft and career and never looked back. Potten's, of course, has carved out a niche market on landscape and tramping books, with many of Craig's superb photos as the centrepiece, along with other photographers of the calibre of Andrew Sapps. The book is full of fascinating insights into how publishers do their business and how hard it is to guess the market and work out what will sell. He also published Nikki Hager's series on trying to keep politicians and government agencies honest. And he says one of the first he did a print run of 3,000 and thought, well, that's ample. Turned up at Unity Books and there were people metaphorically hanging out the window, so decided to print a few more and it ended up selling 17,000. Nor does he shy about having to do a dramatic downsizing a few years ago when the market dried up. The landscapes and getting out amongst them is another key tribal element. Robbie often complains about his lack of stamina, but anybody who can do the 3 months traverse from the Darrens and Fiordland to the Nelson Lakes, following on from Graham Dingle and the late great Jill Tremaine, must have a good-sized reserve tank, because there's some seriously scary country in there. Big mountains to climb, avalanches to dodge, rising rivers to wade through, and that awful, gnarly West Coast scrub. In addition, he'd also climbed Mount Cook, although he was in the company of Rob Brown, one of the great outdoor recreation legends. So he wasn't going to come to too much harm with Rob there to catch him if he fell. He also has some fascinating insights into why do people do this, a question often asked by those who don't like to venture much further than their fridge. He talks about the heady mixture of fear and relief that lies at the heart of mountaineering experience, and that the flip side of danger is the most intense feeling of aliveness that comes when you make it to safety. He said the more fundamental answer comes out of a strand of contemporary psychological experience, which asserts that the most meaningful experiences in life are those that are the most emotionally extreme. It is the intensity in combination with the contemplation and reflection they encourage, which builds meaning in a life. I thought that was really good. That's the best defence of tramping I think I've ever read. And in his final sense of belonging, he stopped apologising to people for having lived and worked all his life in Nelson and never been tempted to move away. So the real value of the book are the insights into someone who, in his own quiet way, has played a major role in promoting the natural and cultural landscapes of this country. And if you're short of an idea or two about what to shove in the Christmas stocking, you might seriously consider adding Bushline to its contents.
Indeed, it sounds like a lovely read. Thank you very much for reviewing it for us on 9 to Noon. Harry Broad there. The book was Bushline by Robbie Burton. Potten and Burton, the publisher, and $40 the price.